नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। ভারত ভূমিতে হইল মানুষ জন্ম, যা জন্ম সার্থক করি কর পর উপকার। Do you need me to say this in English or can you say it in Tamil? It's Bengali. Now I know how much you're reading Srila Prabhupada's books. You can translate that.
It's very lucky to be born in the land of India and then do...
Someone who is born in the land of India as a human, because there are many other species. No, I didn't say that. You said that. That's not the actual translation, although it's implied. I didn't say Bhagyashali, which means fortunate. There are many other species. The present population of India is how much? 1.3 billion, 130 crores. 130 crores and one in the meantime. If it was 130 crores 2 seconds ago, it's 130 crores and one. It's increasing all the time. Two, three, four, increasing all the time. Same. That's all derived from Sanskrit. Kodi means koti, means crore. But there are many other non-human species. If there are 130 cross humans, how many mosquitoes are there, especially at this season, rainy season? Says, it is very fortunate to get a human birth, especially in the land of India. Yeah, in Tamil they say India, but actually in most languages they say Bharata. It's probably there in Tamil also. You say Bharata.
In Shastra before Bharata Bhumi.
Yeah. Now in modern Tamil they say India, which is an English word. But in other languages, in other Indian languages, they say Bharata, right? In Hindi, Konkani, Marathi, what other languages do you know? Any other Indian languages?
Bengali, Uriya.
No, you know Bengali and Oriya? No, I'm asking him.
Telugu,
yeah, in all these languages they say Bharat. So, I'm saying this because the verse says, Bharata bhumite hoilo manusha janma ja. So one should make one's life sarthaka, which means meaningful or successful. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says meaningful and successful, he doesn't mean to make a lot of money. He means to become Krishna conscious. And do good for others. One should, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Karo para upaka, do good for others, welfare work for others. Which in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vocabulary means to give them Krishna consciousness. Ramba Santosha? How does that come in the translation? Means much happiness. Anyway, it's a loose translation, we can say. So you may say, well, we're not Indian, we're Sri Lankans. Doesn't apply to us. But actually it's the same culture, is it not? Same culture. Kalacharam. Culture means kalachar in Tamil. Yeah, even the Buddhists, it's the same culture. The Buddhists of Sri Lanka, it's the same culture. And even the Muslims and Christians, to a large extent, they have, in their behavior and their attitudes, have the same culture. So you are very fortunate that you are born into that culture. Of course, in Sri Lanka, Krishna consciousness is not very prominent among the Hindus.
In Sri Lanka, Krishna unaruvullavargal romba kuraivu.
Right, she's giving the purport ahead of me. I was going to say they're more into Shiva, but she already said it. So I'll go on. It's all right. You're reading my mind. She's got one of the Siddhis. She's able to read my mind. Of course, not those who are from Sri Lankan heritage who are born here, but those of you who actually came from Sri Lanka, you came because of war there, is it not? Very horrible situation. Actually, Sri Lanka is, by Krishna's grace, it's a very pleasant place. Without working hard, you can easily get everything you need for eating, sleeping, mating. And there should be no need to defend, at least not from other humans. Throughout the year, the climate is livable. You don't even need, only in the rainy season you need some shelter. So many items grow very nicely. And even without cultivating, so you'll get all just growing wild, bananas, jackfruit, mangoes, avocados, all kinds of nice fruits. jackfruit, papaya,
palm, palmyra,
sapota,
mango, so many.
So many, just growing wild, all was so. And even, of course, we're not flesh eaters, but there's abundant fish in the rivers and the sea. But so there's no need to fight. But by the force of Kali Yuga, there's always some fighting going on. The war between the Tamils and the Sinhalese is over for now, but now there's tension between Sinhalese, Buddhists and Muslims, who are also Tamils, mostly. So anyway, you came here, and now the Tamil community is well settled in Switzerland. And well accepted for their being good citizens. Hard-working and well-behaved. Just like good Swiss people. So, coming here, you've got safety and security. Sufficient income and respect also. Respect. So, both, and of course, Krishna consciousness, you got by. Not all the Tamils that came here took to Krishna consciousness, but you have. Be careful, you'll float off to Vaikuntha. You'll float to Vaikuntha, then I won't have anyone to translate. So don't be too ecstatic now. You have to control your ecstasy. At least wait till the lecture's finished. Then you can go to Vaikuntha. So, both materially and spiritually, your life has been quite good. Spiritually, very good. You are getting fed up of me talking about all these social issues. So when I said Krishna consciousness, you became ecstatic.
Krishna consciousness is honey.
Honey, amritam. How do you say in Tamil? Makarandam. Amritam. Honey.
Nectar.
In Telugu, they say makarandam. There's one word for honey. I know because there's a Gita, famous Gita commentary by a Mayavadi called Gita Makarandam. But it's not makarandam. It is by a Mayavadi, so it can't be honey, actually. So, having got all these blessings by the grace of Krishna, you should try to do good for others. Try to do good for others by spreading Krishna consciousness. Just when I came here, I asked that some of you have taken time off work for coming here today. Because it's midweek. And people don't like to work. Is that what you said? You're happy to take a day off work. Don't like to work. So I agreed. And I said that I took my whole life off work. I joined the Krishna Conscious Movement. ISKCON. I joined ISKCON. That's it. Easy. That's one way of saying it. I joined ISKCON. I was allowed to join ISKCON. So we have a party every day. Yeah, there's no word in Tamil for such a silly thing. But in Tamil culture, there's no such thing as all coming together, talking nonsense, drinking, and all this kind of thing. Yeah, that you can say, but the Western idea of a party and Mahotsava or Mela, it's very different. It's very different.
English party means something,
get together, drink, yeah. So I'm saying, there's no word in Tamil for that. The word is... Yeah. So we have a party every day in Krishna consciousness. Many parties in the West, they end about 4 o'clock. Ours begins at that time. You're doing very good translation because there's no English. In modern Tamil, they'll give so many English. Any Indian language, it's all mixed with English. Yeah, starting early in the morning, we have singing and dancing, no alcohol. And all the, actually, we it's not that we don't work, but we work for Krishna. And although many people don't like their boss, we like our boss. Yeah, even though our boss doesn't pay us, we like working for him because he's Krishna. So actually there's no need for all this hard work and hard work industries, all this kind of thing. Driving from Zurich, I can't pronounce it as you can pronounce it, but anywhere in English they call it Zurich. And you say something like Zurich, something like that. I can't pronounce it well. So coming here, we see so many industries. This is all unnecessary. Switzerland is famous for various things. Such as taking all the money of the world's corrupt people and keeping it for them. It's banking system. Swiss banks are famous. Black, it's mostly black, isn't it? Otherwise, why do they keep it here? For peacefulness, they didn't have a war for hundreds of years. Peacefulness.
For peace, no war, no fighting.
For democracy. For Toblerone chocolates. What else? What else? What else? Cheese, that's what I was going to say. Swiss cheese. They have holes in it. Cheating cheese. It's not as much as you think you're getting because it has holes in it. Okay, so the point I'm coming to is that there's ample dairy production in this country. Pal Utpati, dairy production. There you go. And what else? And is it famous for any alcohol item? Liqueur, is it? Switzerland? And yeah, so that means they're producing grapes also, and grains, wine, grapes, grains. So there's enough with dairy products. Yogurt also from Switzerland is also famous, yeah? There must be a Tamil word for that. That's a major part of Tamil culture. You say, in here you say yogurt, huh? But in... So that by Krishna's grace, even though this land is covered with snow, much of it, for a few months of the year, there's enough food can be produced that you don't need factories. So you can preach to the people, don't make factories, don't kill cows, chant Hare Krishna. This way you will do good to others. This Sri Girid Hari Prabhu was asking you for sponsoring Bhagavad Darshan in Tamil, for Tamil Nadu, but there's a huge Tamil population here. Why not distribute Tamil Bhagavad Darshan here? How about that? That would be a good idea. Sri Girid Hari. Bhagavad Darshanam. In Tamil they say Darshanam. There you go, there it is. With Dhanvantari on the cover. So you're getting how many copies do you get? No, it just comes individually to you. But if you get orders, then you can take every month 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000. The Tamil Society of Switzerland.
In Zurich, Temple Tamil Society import these books.
250.
And every person from different
areas. Different.
In my area, Luzern, I take 12, 15 books.
But what I'm saying is increase. Do more.
So every people distribute all over
the more, country. More. Do more. That's what I'm saying. Increase. Do more.
In the chair part, adhigarikkanda nammal indha puthangala distribute koduthu.
But I think the young people, you don't read Tamil, is it? You're Hindi Bhashi. I see. But the young people of Tamil descent, they also, they don't read Tamil. They'd be more comfortable with German.
Mostly, Guru Bharat, young people reading Bhagavad Gita or something in German.
In German. But at least for the older generation, you can distribute more. So that's my request to you, that you've all, your life has been saved. By coming here, you're saved from the war. And your life has been saved from repeated birth and death by Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. So try to do good for others by spreading Krishna consciousness. I know you're already doing, do more. I think the among the older generation, the women are not working. They're following that still. I mean, in the Tamil community. Yeah. So the men, they can retire and do full-time service. There's no need to go on working on and on and on and on. Retire and do full-time service. Either you can do here or in Sri Lanka or anywhere. With a Swiss passport, you can go. Many places. It's one of the best passports. It's probably better even than German, because Switzerland has no enemies.
Germany
as a country is more powerful.
No, Germany can go 195 countries
without a visa. And Switzerland?
Switzerland is less than.
Is it?
The world powerful passport is Germany.
Is it?
Not US.
No, America has so many enemies. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions? All right then, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Kaisaya? Janma kahata? Bharat? Ah, o kaisaya? Study kalya? Shadi hui. Tamil laki?
Swiss.
Swiss? German?
Swiss
matlab wo German bashi?
Yeah, German bashi.
Swiss. Kaisaya hui? Shadi.com se?
Krishna
ki kripa. All right. Hare Krishna. You have a question? Hare Krishna.
I came to know once you met Tamil Nadu opposition leader Karunanidhi.
Yeah.
Gave it about he, you blessed him and gave it Bhagavad Gita, something like that.
Yeah.
And he telecast.
I went to see him because he was doing, in the end of his life, he did Ramanuja TV series.
Because he's an atheist, I think. He never believed God.
But toward the end, he must have changed. Otherwise, why did he do Ramanuja serial?
Yes, he's so peacefully and everything going.
Yeah.
So I saw that my friends are Guru Maharaj blessed him, and his last time he.
Yeah. One of my disciples was the director for that.
Ah, okay.
That's, and But he was personally involved in the Ramanuja project also.
Karunanidhi. We are very glad because you are an ISKCON Guru Maharaj and you appreciate Ramanuja and go to the
No, actually, he did so much. He did so much nonsense throughout his life. Many bad things he did. But at the end, he glorified Rama Anuja.
That's the one point.
Yeah.
So I all people hate Karunanidhi, but this incident. They're very nice.
Hare Krishna.
And I know, in my mind, that's why today I am very glad darshan of Guru Maharaj, because in my mind, in the Sarasvati, Sri Ramanuja Sarasvati festival, you know, the 1,000 years.
Yeah. Sahasrabdi.
ISKCON, you, Maharaj, every people in.
Not many ISKCON people went. I went.
Yes, with a few
followers.
So,
at his 1,000-year celebration. Sri Parambado. That's the birthplace.
I saw two or three pictures dancing and chanting. Yeah. With the Sri Sampradaya.
Yeah.
And that's also very happy for me. Because they are also devotees here to in Krishna consciousness, they spread. Ramanuja also telling what Srila Saikanya Mahaprabhu says and Srila Prabhupada. So it's very, very nice.
Hare Krishna.
Because in my age, in front of my childhood, I came to know Ramanuja and everything, and he said, everything was wonderful.
Amridam.
Nectar.
Nectar. Hare Krishna.
Can I go to one question?
Don't put it on the floor.
சில வழியில உற்சாகமா இருக்கு கிருஷ்ணவர்கள சில நேரம் வந்து சோர்வா இருக்கு அது இப்படியான பக்தர்கள் சாவுக்கள் வரைக்க உங்களுக்கு நல்ல இதா இருக்குது சில நேரம் மற்ற நேரங்கள்ல உங்களுக்கு
குருமகாராஜ் ஹீஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் சம்டைம்ஸ் கிருஷ்ணா கான்சியஸ் இஸ் ரிடியூசிங் கெட்டிங் லோ அனேபிள் டு வர்க் ஃபார் சம் வித் இன்ட்ரஸ்ட் Sometimes interest doing service in Krishna consciousness every come up. What to do? Why this problem coming?
Why sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down in Krishna consciousness?
Tired and something like that.
Tired is natural. if you don't sleep enough, just like. I'm tired. I just came in from America yesterday. This is symptomatic of the beginning state in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we feel in Maya, sometimes we feel in Bhakti. Therefore, we have the sadhana process, which we vow to minimally perform so many activities every day. That will keep us from going too much down. And that will purify us. And by association with devotees, especially advanced devotees, we can come up more and more. But if we're concerned to bring Krishna consciousness to others, to share this with others, then even if we're up and down, we won't be so disturbed. We'll be thinking that even if we're down, still we're in Krishna consciousness, we're still in a much better position than non-devotees. We should try to do good for others. Just to give an example, there may be a doctor who's treating very seriously injured people. Now this doctor is prone to getting colds. So he may wonder, why am I always getting these colds? But despite getting colds, he still has to treat the people who are suffering from serious diseases or injuries. He won't stop treating them because he's inconvenienced by a cold. And if he's absorbed in treating the seriously affected patients, then he will hardly feel the effects of the cold due to absorption in his service. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We'll finish there. Hare Krishna.